Yes, we have. So this is my third time talking today. So I feel like an evangelist with a lot of years on me.
Oh.
Anyway.
Well, Brother Torres, I cannot tell you how happy we are that you're on with us today. And I'm going to turn it to you in just a moment. But we want to make sure that everything is coming through clear. Brother Torres, are you able to hear me okay?
Very, very well. Thank you.
Brother Torres, I'd like to read you a text that just came in from one of the men of our church, Brother Don Andre Roseberry, and this is what he says. He said, Brother Clark, Brother Torres was one of my first junior camp counselors at Camp Radford as a grubby little kid from a center home. Somewhere between 8 and 10 years old, his son, Brother Torres' son, stayed in the cabin since he was too young to be a camper. The kindness and love between father and son so impacted me and gave me hope. I'm still blessed by the memory of a godly father.
Whoa.
I wanted to read that to you,
Whoa.
Brother Torres.
Whoa, I'm very touched by that, Brother Clark. I'm very surprised, appreciate those words, and man, just memories go back, and I remember that year, and Michael stayed with me, and that was very, very kind of him to say that. Very kind. Thank you, Brother, for saying those words. It means a lot to me. I'm glad we were able to be some kind of footprint in your life today.
Yes. Well, to the church in Ontario, I would like to say, many of you know Brother Torres. He pastors the church in Visalia, California, and they're having a great, great revival and a great breakout is taking place with people coming in. And we love Brother Torres. Those of you that do know him, I know that you are looking forward to what he has to say tonight. And I personally really deeply love and appreciate Brother Torres. We have known each other for many, many years, probably since going back to about 1978. So it's been several decades that we've known each other.
Yes.
And Brother Torres assisted me as a full-time assistant pastor for over 10 years. And he was a servant and he was a blessing to me over and over again. And now God's using him to do a work on his own. So, Brother Torres, God bless you. We really appreciate you taking time to be with us. Come and go ahead and give us your heart tonight. God bless you.
Well, thank you so much, Brother Clark. And praise the Lord, everybody. What a pleasure and an honor and a surprise I'm doing this today with you. And Clark asked me this morning, and I told the church this evening that when I was raised, you just don't tell the pastor no. And so I still carry this tradition and appreciate Brother Clark being my pastor. If he asked me, I will do everything possible to say yes and accommodate him. It's been so good to me, Sister Clark and his family, Christy and Casey, and this man, Tooth Colleen. So a lot of you that have run across over the years, it's beautiful to see the work of God working down there and up here and seeing things happening in our families. I do want to say this to Sandy Ponce. I don't know if you're hearing this message or not, but I have prayed a lot for you. I heard good reports of your recovery slowly. And rejoice with God because you have been very faithful to Brother and Sister Clark and been a blessing since Bellflower all these years. And yet definitely you've been in our prayers and just rejoice with you. And to the rest of you, again, a pleasure to be here. Hope I can help you. I know we're living in very, very troubled times, and fearful times. To me, the greatest sorrow or challenge in America right now in the world is fear. Fear seems to be worse than the COVID-19. And fear paralyzes. You don't see a lot of laughter. You see a lot of despair. You see a lot of people hunkered down. You see a lot of people worried about what if we get this, or should I shake hands, or I go to the store here, or what mask do I wear? There's a lot of things that we never have ever crossed before. But I want to say this, in the middle of this world, this crazy world that we're living in, there is a purpose of hope that we can laugh, that we can look forward to, and in our hearts, let it be joy. You know, I believe that the word peace, the word joy, are spiritual words. The spiritual words. The world cannot give you peace and joy or hope. They really can't. But only God can do it. And that's what makes living in these troubled times way exciting, because we're now facing another adventure in our life. And in that adventure, we can have peace. We can have joy. We can have hope. We can laugh. We need to laugh more and not to be so sorrowful. And God's been good to us. And one of the things that I want to ask you today, and that is this. Are you really, really waiting for Christ's return? Are you really, truly expecting God to come back in your life any day? Are you looking for Him? Are you desiring Him? Are you hoping for Him? Or are you just, maybe you think it's going to happen a long time from now, and you're going to kick back and eat in a lounge chair and eat grapes and think you've got a lot of time for God to come? I'm going to tell you what, that's not the way to live. But when we live every moment expecting God to come, I'm expecting Him to come. I'm waiting for Him. I want Him to come. And I remember when I was a young junior high, I went on a trip, subscriptions, and went on a trip to Disneyland, 2 days trip. And I remember getting my tickets and taking the bus down there. They were putting me in a hotel and food and all those kind of things. And so I've never been to L.A. I saw the city. And I got to Disneyland. And I thought, man, unbelievable. I just went for 2 days, man, went to all the rides, and it was just mind-blowing. I thought, wow, whatever they described to me was better than they described. And but when I think of heaven, I think about the Christ return, I think of, man, I want to see Jesus. I want to see Him face to face. And I'm ready now for Him to come. And I know some people, and even I've grown up, a lot of you have maybe said, I want to wait till I get married. I want to wait till I get in the home. I want to wait till I have kids. And I understand that. But really, when we get in our spiritual life of really what our perspective is, there's something about expecting Jesus' return. And one verse that's really pretty cool, there in Romans 8:23, it says this, not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to wit, which means to know, the redemption of our body. We groan, our spiritual life grows. When you don't pray up and have the Holy Ghost, you can't wait to go to heaven. And I talked about this, and a man in our church who was really raised in Salinas, and Brother Clark may know him. He's 85 years old, and I talked about this, and he was crying to me because he doesn't want to go to the rest home. He wants to go fall asleep and not wake up. He wants to go to heaven. He's tired of being old and struggling and all those kind of things. And he says, man, heaven looks good to me. Well, heaven looks good to me too. And I want to go. And I'm down deep in my heart, I don't like this flesh. I don't like the struggles. I don't like seeing all the evils of this world. But, oh, we have hope. I always say faith is for today. Hope is for tomorrow. And of all people, we have hope. We have hope. Thank God we have hope. Another verse says, looking for that blessed hope. Looking. Are you looking? Are you looking for that blessed hope? And the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, glory and hope. You know, wherever you see the word glory, it's beauty and splendor. And wherever the glory of God is, that's the presence of God. That's where God is at. I want to go because I want to be there. I want to get there. I want to live every minute ready to meet the Lord. And maybe you say, well, I'm discouraged or I struggle with things in my life. Well, you know what the Bible says? When we walk in the Spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. We have every hope to live for God 24-7 by just staying full of the Holy Ghost, walking, talking to Him, and spending time with Him. And the best part of my day, to be honest with you, is when I pray, especially when I'm at the church and praying. And when I'm done, I don't care what happens to the rest of the day, I am happy man. If I do it twice that day, it's exciting. I always say that a day without prayer and without reading the Word of God is a wasted day. It's a wasted day. But you know, when I spend time with God and I know He's right and clear my mind and surrender to Him day by day, boy, it's hope. There's peace. There's joy. You can laugh. Hey, the coronavirus, we know it can happen to any of us. We know that. But that's not the point. The point is, what's our goal? It's heaven. You know, the word heaven in the Bible is mentioned about 582 times. That's a lot of times. Wow. The people that saw heaven. Paul saw heaven, but he couldn't describe what it was. God wouldn't allow him. Because then John the Revelator, he saw the city of heaven, and he wrote down what he saw. And there in Revelation 22, 1 and 22, the last two chapters of the Bible, wow, he describes heaven, the beauty of heaven. And I think of Moses and Micaiah and Isaiah and Ezekiel, Daniel, and Stephen. They saw the heaven. They saw it. But it's more than that. We're not going to see it. We're going to live there. Oh, thank God for that. I want to go. I want God to come. I really do. Another verse says this. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. In other words, John is saying Jesus said this. Surely I come quickly. Amen. Then he says, even so come, Lord Jesus. So come, come. Are you living this life? Come, God, today. Come. I'm ready to meet you. When you live like that, look, every description of heaven, being in the presence of God, seeing Jesus face to face with our families, no more sorrows, no more crying, no more tragic, no more of anything. You know, when I think of history is nothing but drama and death, sorrow. I minored in college literature. Literature is really depressing. It really is. And news is depressing. Who wants news? But I'm going to tell you what, one thing I could say that is so beautiful is the Word of God and preaching in church. You all are so lucky to have Brother Sister Clark as your pastor, pastor's wife, and having all these programs he's doing for you. You guys are the best place in all the world with hope and great things happening there and so forth. And man, what a place to live. I know when we were under Brother Sister Clark, it was one of the happiest moments of our time and memories. And man, you have a reason to be happy, a reason to have hope, thank God for that. And well, I think, you know, my question is, are we merely expecting Christ to return, or are we just truly waiting for Him, or just hoping the comforts and recreation of this present world can keep us so occupied as we move from one temporary pleasure to another? I don't care about all that stuff. I've traveled a lot. I've done a lot of goals in my life. And when I think about it, there were just empty spaces that got filled. But heaven, that's where I want to go. That's the whole point of all this life. Yeah. Yeah. That is my whole goal. Oh, man, I want to do this. Sometimes it's easy to want to experience a lot of earthly delights upon our life before the Lord comes. But that's not the way to have. Well, we didn't expect Him. Some of us are expecting Him now. Yet there's some amongst us who feel that The hour is late. Our hearts are hungry. Our bodies are weary from the journeys of this rough life and the things of this world that are so stale, the fears. And so it is these who are truly looking and waiting for the return of Christ. Oh, I want to see the Lord today. I don't want to see the delay. And I know during this time we're either in the beginning of the end or we're having good practice. But we know that a lot of the things that's happening, this pandemic and the plague or whatever we call that, we know that Jesus addressed these things there in the Gospels. But here we are today, and when we look about that scripture that really, really inspires me, it really is. When Paul said this in 1 Corinthians 2:9, but as it is written, this is also first given in Isaiah. He says, I have not seen, wow, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared them that love him. Oh,
yes.
I hope
yes.
you love Amen. The Lord today. Oh, I love the Lord today. I love him.
Yes.
I want to see what God has. It's better than any Disneyland. It's better than any place on earth. Oh, our eyes have not seen or heard or have entered into the heart of man. The things that God has prepared for them to live in. God's preparing something for us. Oh, you know, we need to, when we wake up in the morning, we need to be thankful. When you think all the good things God has done for us,
yes.
the word
Amen.
Thank comes from the word think. So in order to be thankful, you have to think what God has done. And whenever I get a little discouragement or a little trouble, I begin to think over all the years that we were under the Clarks. I think of the years of growing up, good church, and better Brother Tool, and revival I've experienced in Visalia. I think of the goodness he's been to me. And, oh, I just rejoice and thank him and spend some time thanking him. There's something about thanking God that always makes me feel better. And then when I think of heaven, none of us really deserves heaven. And we know we can't earn that, but he's preparing that for us because we love him. And my question is this today. I hope everyone here is living for God. Maybe you've been visiting the Church of the Clark pastors. Maybe some of you have been missing a lot, or maybe you're struggling your soul. But my question, is everyone out there 100% sure you're ready to meet God today, now? Are you really ready?
Yes.
If not, why not be ready? Why not be ready today in your home? They're in your living room. And many people have received the Holy Ghost and are living in the kitchen, living room, or the kitchen, or the car, or wherever they're at. But be ready. Now's a good time to be ready today. Be ready today. We don't know when he's coming. But, oh, he's coming. One of my sayings that I always say that heaven is going to be cheap at any price. What are you going to give up really to be ready to meet God in heaven? There's nothing
right.
on this earth
right.
that is going to compare to what God is going to give us in heaven. It is the biggest bargain in all the world is to go with him and be ready for his coming. You know, it said I think 70-80% of Americans believe that there's a heaven, and 55% approximately feel that when they die, they're going to go to heaven. But the Bible says that not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. And he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. And what's the will of the Father? To obey him, to obey his commandments, and to do the plan of salvation, of repenting from our hearts, and being baptized in Jesus' name, and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, and living a holy, godly life. It's the only way to live, church, only way to live. It's the only way to live. Oh,
yes,
I have a lot to rejoice for. That's our home. That's what our plan is. And that's what our goal is together today. And I would encourage you to be ready today. Let's be ready. I'm looking forward to God's coming, because tonight I'll be glad. The sooner I get there, the better. And so today, I hope I've helped you, encouraged you. I know it's just but a few moments here. But I'm excited about heaven. I'm excited about church. You know, to me, when you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, it's a microcosmic part of heaven, the Holy Ghost. And I think it's the next thing best to heaven. And then when you have get together and have church, and I know it's pretty soon you're going to be doing that. When the church gets together and worships God and the Holy Ghost in full glory to God, it is the next thing that best to heaven on earth. Is living for God, full of the Holy Ghost, with God's people. To me, I live service to service. It's the closest thing to heaven. What's closer than that? Nothing. That's why get online, praying, worshiping God, and showing all this beautiful thing. I hope I've encouraged you. I hope you want to go to heaven. I hope you get excited about that. I hope it brings joy in your life. And when you get challenges in your life, and the despair of this world gets in your little home and tries to put fear, say, God, help me. Jesus, I thank you for what you've done. I can't wait to see you. I'm excited about getting to heaven and looking forward to it. And be thankful, be joyful, be peaceful, and excited in Jesus' name. And so, anyway, I know it's a short devotion, but man, I tell you what better goal to do than to reach to heaven in Jesus' name? And
amen.
Wow.
Amen. Brother Torres, God bless you. That was tremendous, and it was a blessing to us tonight. Your passion to see the Lord and to go to heaven come through. And you've given us great, great insight tonight of things that's going to help us. I like what you said about that your most important part of the day and the most enjoyable is prayer. And I appreciate that. We were inspired by that. Well, Brother Torres, thank you so much. And be sure and tell your good wife we said praise the Lord, and let your church know.
I will
know
do that.
Let your church know that we're praying for them too.
Yes, God bless you. God bless you, Sister Clark, and everybody there. Thank you so much, and love all of you. Thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
All right.
Thank
God bless you.
Take care. God bless you.
Brother Terrazas, I'll give it to you.
All right, Pastor Clark. Everyone, well, you heard it. This is as real as it gets. What a wonderful things we heard from Brother Torres. Two things I wrote down here. One was, Pastor Clark just mentioned, and this is a quote by Brother Michael Torres, a day without prayer and reading your word is a wasted day. Everyone should write that down and live by that quote. Praise God. And the other thing that he said tonight, you caught it at the end, thankful, being thankful. And of course, he just reiterated what our pastor talked about earlier this morning about just being thankful and grateful. Praise God. What a great thing we've heard tonight, church. Once again, we want to remind everyone to join us tomorrow morning at 10:15 a.m. for our morning manna with Sister Sprinkle. It's going to be a great devotion. Why don't we just close out with prayer right now? Why don't we just thank God with a thankful attitude and spirit right now? Thank God for everything that we've heard today. Yes, Pastor?
Thank you, Lord. God, I praise
you.
God,
Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for everything we've heard, Lord, from this morning and tonight, Lord God, and this great word of encouragement, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your anointing we feel right now, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to have that mind of thankfulness and gratefulness, Lord God, as we go throughout the rest of our day and get up in the morning with a thankful attitude, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we ask and we pray. And everyone said, amen. And with that said,
amen.
Church, God bless you. We will see you all tomorrow morning. Have a great night.
Thank you, Jesus.